Sal isn't here. He's actually at the Transportation Committee hearing, but I have Eric Blomgren from the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store Automotive Association. I do have submitted testimony from Sal.
Okay.
And the final page of that is also, I transcribed some testimony that two of our members gave to the Senate Labor Committee on Monday. Unfortunately, they weren't able to make it today. As you can imagine, they're very busy. I'll be brief. The main point we want to make is just, where is the money ultimately coming from? Our members aren't the 1%. They're not Fortune 500 companies. They're not listed on the stock market. They don't have two or three jobs. They have one job that's the equivalent of two or three jobs because they work 6 or 7 days a week, 14, 18-hour days just to stay open. So the money can't come from their personal bottom line or from their business's bottom line. So as has mostly been stated, there's only two places left. One is to cut employment. For our members, that's not much of an option, though, because we're already pretty cut to the bone. In a lot of cases, there's only one employee working, so to get rid of it would be to essentially close the business. And one point that I don't think has been made today is that this bill would effectively eliminate overtime as an option, because if it's a slow part of the day and you're a gas station, you'd literally be better off closed than to be open for a few customers and pay someone to pump gas $22.50 an hour. So if you can't really cut employment and you can't take it from your bottom line, all that's left is to raise the price of your product. How much that would be is a case-by-case basis, depending on how many employees a business has, how much they currently pay them, and then how many gallons of gas that they sell that the increase would be spread out over. But in the conversations we've had from our members, the data they've given us, the range would be somewhere from 7 cents a gallon on the low end to as much as 18 cents a gallon on the high end. And of course, that would be in addition to what is widely expected to be some sort of increase in the gas tax of 15 to 25 cents a gallon or more. So that's it.
Thank you.